Taylor Price, and I have some special guests that I've recruited off the out of the bullpen. We have Eric Stark, our digital media strategist, and of course, the big pop around here, the vice president, executive producer of 49 Studios, Sir Robert Alvarino Jr. in the house.
You know, that's actually what they call me at home. They call me, I get all kinds of mad respect. Actually, I'm the invisible man at home, but here at least I get a little bit of respect.
Rob, it's great having you on the podcast. You're a busy man. You're going through meetings left and right, and to make some time talking about the 49ers preseason schedule. That's what we have going on right now. You know, we just got the schedule yesterday, found out that the 49ers will open up on the road in Baltimore, you know, have some great games at Levi's Stadium, and go to Houston to conclude the preseason schedule. But first of all, you've got the schedule in front of you. What stands out to you? You know, you've been in the NFL three teams, decades, some tenure, know the game inside and out. What stands out to you the most about this preseason schedule?
You know, I'm actually, maybe this isn't the norm, but I am a preseason fan. I actually really like the preseason, and I'll tell you what I like about the preseason, and it kind of leads me into your question, is, you know, it's almost like March Madness, and you know who your number ones are, your number twos, and you know who's gonna make the bracket. But then there's these guys that you end up meeting, and obviously, you know, Taylor, you've been here almost a decade, and you meet young guys who come in, and you like them, and you start to root for them. You know what I mean? You hear stories, or you find out that maybe he made it the hard way, or went to some small school, Duquesne. And, you know, maybe there's that one receiver. You know, I remember when I was at the Eagles, we had a couple of kids from local schools, and I love rooting for the underdog. Now, everybody loves the superstar, but the thing about the preseason that I like the most are the stories. Digging through the stories, learning the kids, and then seeing them go all out every snap, every play, even on special teams. It's pretty exciting to me, and equally more exciting to see these kids. You can tell they're amped up. Their parents are watching. This is their time. Who knows? Who knows if it goes beyond 1, 2, 3, 4 games? When it does, it gets pretty special. And, you know, to address the schedule, that's a question I should shoot back at you. But I'm really just happy for the Houston game because Mike Blevins, a producer we have, he's from Houston. He reps what we like to refer to as H-Town. He's going to get to go home. I'm expecting him to maybe give us maybe a little barbecue tour. I don't know what food they eat in Houston, but I'm assuming it's some sort of animal.
Yeah, jambalaya is going to be around H-Town.
What do you think? I mean, you got some great matchups. I mean, you've got you know, a Super Bowl contender. You've got the Harbaugh brothers meeting, right, August 7th. The Bolts, which is always kind of a matchup, but as an AFC West fan, I like to see some things happening there. And then, you know, of course, for Mike, you got to love Houston.
Yeah, I wrote about this yesterday. All AFC teams were just going to be going through the potential Super Bowl matchups all through the preseason. And the future number one overall draft pick, assuming that Houston doesn't trade out of that spot, do we see Johnny Football? Do we see Jadeveon Clowney? One of these young superstars, that's going to be a nice way to wrap up the preseason. I think that's pretty interesting. And you mentioned the stories of the underdogs, the guys who are going to overcome the odds and fight their way onto the roster.
Yeah.
I got to talk about Andrew Pentis's MVP superstar favorite player, and that's Kevin McDermott, our long snapper.
It's a great call.
He was undrafted, and he unseated an 11-year veteran in Brian Jennings to become our long snapper. And, you know, you take that for granted because it's just a long snapper, but that's a very key part of the special teams. And you think about all the clutch kicks that Phil Dawson made in the postseason last year. Who's getting him the ball? It was Kevin McDermott.
That's right.
The
can you take Vegas odds on like the long snapper? What would the Vegas odds be for McDermott? You know, I was just at Winterfest with him, and we were talking about that. He is so excited to be even at, you know, community events, walking around the office, just amped up. What are the Vegas odds on him going into the season and doing that? It's got to be like 200-1.
Yeah, he's definitely a long shot. Probably about the same odds as UConn winning the NCAA.
That's right. Yeah.
But let's start. I mean, Eric, you've been joining our team here since last offseason, and doing a great job behind the scenes. You're starting to see some of Eric's work on the website. He's spearheading his Niners daily morning series that we're putting together. So, Star, if you look at the schedule right in front of you, what do you like most about what the 49ers are about to go through in starting August?
Well, for me, you guys just made me a preseason fan. I've never been a huge preseason guy. But hearing Rob's emotional pitch about young players getting their time in the sun, for me, it's really as not loving the preseason, honestly, each game has a very interesting storyline. As you guys alluded to, the rematch with the Harbaugh brothers, obviously. The first game at Levi's is what I'm most excited for. Game three is always a good matchup, seeing the starters for the longest amount of time. And then going to H-Town with Mike Blevins and seeing the first-round draft pick, potentially Johnny Manziel get some playing time, or Jadeveon Clowney or whoever that may be. So for me, it's the matchups that I've never really seen four preseason games that are as intriguing.
Definitely. Well said, Eric. I think you touched on some good points there, especially with the Broncos game. Yeah, Peyton Manning, they coming into town for that potential Super Bowl matchup. And, you know, it's don't get ahead of ourselves, but 49ers and the Broncos had our seasons ended by those Seattle Seahawks. We won't mention them too much here. But Levi Stadium, a really big endeavor for this franchise, for the Bay Area.
Huge,
for sports fans.
Huge.
And, Rob, you are really at the forefront of leading the charge there, and the technology and the entertainment and all the things that fans can experience. And I know you're going to want them to come to the game and experience it,
yeah.
But maybe give our fans a taste of what you're sort of working on for this Denver game and the whole preseason.
Well, you know, there's no secret to the fact that you can stay at home and you can have your iPad in front of you. You can have your computer in front of you. You can have your, 50-inch flat screen and your red zone, and you can be zipping through. You can have every creature comfort at your fingertips. Absolutely. I personally love to get a chance to, I typically can't watch any games at home, but if I get to watch like a college game at home, I love that. You know, I just love sitting there. But I have to, put on my company hat and tell you that games at Levi's, first of all, in the Bay Area, no one is ever going to see anything like what we're going to put out. And I can say that with a tremendous amount of confidence with the team we have, including yourself, myself, the other 8 full-timers. We're actually bringing on a few other positions. We have brought in everything in-house. And what does that mean? That means that everything is going to be built by 49ers folks, with the 49ers in mind, with the faithful in mind. And every single day I'm in that stadium, I have a really cool hard hat and green vest. I look very, very construction-y, almost like Fred Flintstone, except I don't slide down the little dinosaur thing. But that stadium is through the roof. If you haven't been up to our control room at some point, I got to walk you through there. I've got to show you what's going to happen. We're at the point where the equivalent of what is happening in that stadium is the equivalent of a B game on Fox. The A game is the 4:30 game and the B game's the awesome game at 1 o'clock, we're the awesome game at 1 o'clock from a production standpoint. We have, in Candlestick, we used to have 4 cameras and a little teeny board, right, that you could barely see. Everything was standard definition. We are going to be, obviously, everything's going to be high definition, and not to get too geeky, we are 4K capable. And basically, for those of you who are listening to this and don't know what 4K is, you're about to hear it here first. It's basically 4 times the HD goodness of HD. So thus, 1080i is HD. 4000 is 4K. It's basically 4 1080i screens sewn together, and it's going to be absolutely outrageous. We have inherently in the stadium 13 cameras. Taylor, we are going to be able to cover every single thing that moves and makes sound. Plus, we are able to tap into the production trucks, Fox's truck, CBS's truck, ESPN's truck, etc., and pull, honestly, another dozen cameras if we want. So we'll really have probably a 16 to 17 camera show, where most NFL teams are doing 4, maybe 6. And that's just the guts of the production. That's not even the replays. We're going to be able to give you 6 simultaneous replays of every play, which is, if you think about watching a game on TV, you probably only see 1, 2, maybe 3 if you get really lucky. the technology just goes. I mean, we can have a 2-hour podcast on what we're doing there. And, you know, Jed York and Parag Marate, our president, have just gone leaps and bounds to make this place outrageous. So I'm excited. Look, you know, it's preseason for me is as much about the stories as it is kicking the tires on Levi's.
Yeah, yeah, new toy.
Because let me tell you something, that first game, that very first game that we get, I don't know about you, but I'm juiced to get the schedule out. And I know Eric is, because Eric is the Wizard of Oz behind our website. And if you like 49ers.com, you need to send Eric some chocolates and some flowers, because Eric is the bomb.
Dark chocolate, please.
There you go. Eric takes care of business. But I'm so amped for that very first game. And we're basically going to be in about third, maybe fourth gear, 2,000 RPMs in the preseason. The day we open the gates at Levi's in September for the opener, Taylor, we're going to be like fifth gear redlining at like 7,500 RPMs, ready to blow the engine up.
I can't remember a time when preseason football was this anticipated in the Bay Area. You think about the museum, the restaurants, the technology, the entertainment. This is just a great opportunity for fans to come out and be entertained. And you know, football on the field is going to be amazing, and that's a whole different ballgame. But finding your seat, seeing what you're in the sideline, how to get to
your—it's all new.
To your car, all these things. I mean, these are what fans are going to want to experience. You're not just going to show up in September, and you know, you want to go through the steps of knowing how to enjoy this process and enjoy the stadium and just be entertained. I mean, the football product is going to be great. We have Harbaugh, we have great players. You know, that is taking care of itself. We have faith in that. What's going on there? The business side of it, the technology piece. I mean, this is what fans can really get fired up about, because this is something they're hearing about, they're seeing photos about, but to be there, to experience it, to really just look around and see the Levi's Stadium scoreboard and see the seats and the sight lines of how there's more seats in the lower bowl than any NFL stadium. I mean, this is going to be the home that the 49er faithful have long deserved, and the fact that this is a reality, and then we're talking about the game now. I mean, it's just so real and so exciting that this portion of 49ers history is finally here upon us.
So you're a guy that I bounce a lot of stuff off of. As a matter of fact, when I first came here, you were sort of my historical barometer. I'm like, okay, hey, tell me about this guy, or tell me about this guy. Because, you know, I'm just coming out of my rookie year, right? And one of the things that I noticed is you're a nostalgic guy. You know, you love nostalgia. You'll rock an old school hat. You tell me stories about you and your dad at, you know, Candlestick. I want to know give me three things at Levi's, because I haven't asked you this question. And for those of you who are listening, this isn't a scripted question. I want to know from a guy, roots in the ground, knows the place, knows what are three things that you're super amped about going into this stadium besides play on the field?
Well, first of all, I think first and foremost, it's having an office in the stadium.
Wait. Let me explain to people out there. So we're going through this incredible transition. Taylor has been in a cube. He wants to be a free range chicken, but he's really been like in a box for 6 or 7 years. We moved him out. We gave him a little bit better digs because we're building studios here that are going to be amazing. But now we've moved him back into a box because we have demo starting on these studios. And I promise you a palatial office.
Appreciate that.
So, but we had to put that in context.
Yeah. No, so the office space being close to the field, the press box, sort of doing my job at the highest level possible. No holds barred, just sort of going after it. Mm-hmm. That's really exciting for me as a team employee, as a broadcaster. I mean, that's really going to allow me to work on my chops. So I'm looking forward to that. But the other things are just sort of seeing the way the fans are going to respond to this. Like I mentioned before, they really deserve.
It's going to be interesting.
They're going to, the traditions, the 300 chants, or the, you know, the things that we don't even really have in our arsenal yet that are going to come organically. I'm looking forward to seeing how, you know, fans really gravitate to what they're seeing, the video boards, the chants, just the way that they're going to respond in the game. I think a lot of people are wondering about the technology and the fan base and sort of are they really going to be loud and passionate. And I think once you get a 49er fan in this stadium with this product, a team, the caliber of a team, they're just going to go nuts.
Yeah.
They're going to lose their mind. So that home field advantage was pretty good at Candlestick. It was ratcheting up every year. you know, the Seahawks games, some of those primetime games, the playoff games, those were, you know, on point, just as loud and raucous as those games that I grew up going to. And to see how rowdy these fans are going to get at Levi's, I got to get the candlestick out of my vernacular.
It'll take about a year.
Yeah, it'll take me some time. Seeing how rowdy they're going to get is something I'm really looking forward to. And I think the third thing is watching your work. You know, I think a lot of people take for granted the in-game video boards and sort of how that can help a team with replay challenges or you know.
Breaking news, Taylor just got a raise.
Yeah, or the other team that they're trying to replay it, and you just go all dark. You know, show their
absolutely
play. So yeah, the maestro, if you will, the way you're going to sort of play those notes in the game in the stadium, that's something we've never had before. So to see that sort of match with the play on the field, sort of that all around entertainment aspect, that's got to be the three things: the seat, the fans, and the way they're being entertained. And of course, Michael Mina's food. I'm a food guy. So
oh my gosh!
I'm gonna get hooked up with some good grub too, if I can throw that in there as well.
Well, the you know that on that last point, you know that's a point that a lot of, I'll get stopped and you know. I've got to get back on I got to get back on the schedule of hanging out with season ticket holders and I'll tweet out and go have coffee and sit with people for an hour and just kind of learn about what they are. And the number one question I get is like, how can you or your team, you know, how can we affect the game? And, you know, we can't throw a ball. We can't hand off a ball. We would love to. We'd love to strap on a helmet and do something for the team, but excuse me. Can't do it. What can we do? We can do all the things that you're saying. We can create energy. We can create ebbs and flows. And you know what? It's so much fun. It's literally like I was talking to my sister last night and she said, you know, being an adult is not really fun. She's like, I'm envious. She said, it looks like you're really having fun. And you know, I think she hit it on the head. And that's what I love about the stadium and stadium production. It's being able to, it's like arts and crafts for sports. For 70,000 people, for your, you know, the team you love, like that's a pretty cool thing. And basically, we are going to be this X factor, like you said, Taylor. I mean, if the crowd, you know, decides that they're going to go in a lull, we're going to get them back up. If they need to be quieted down, we're going to quiet them back down. If they need to be entertained, like Gladiator, we're going to entertain them. You know, it's going to be amazing. And frankly, there's two eyeballs that I really care about, and that's Coach Harbaugh's eyeballs. And when he needs us, we're going to be that eye in the sky for him. We're going to be able to do things that Candlestick couldn't do. And as much love as we have for Candlestick, the sun would shine on that board and would take it right out of the mix. Those boards are massive. You know, they're 48 feet by 200 feet, and you only have to stand underneath them to feel how big it is and how big that show is going to be.
And no disrespect to Stark and his Los Angeles roots here, but we have to outlaw the Wave. I don't know if you have any video board plans for the Wave, but
I don't.
We have to go a year, a couple of weeks, months at Levi's without seeing the Wave going on.
You know what I've got? I'm bringing back some old school stuff, and I had an idea. I was talking to we're doing some documentary stuff, and every time I talk to an old timer, I hear stories about the Go Niners, Go Niners. And it was crazy. What was the guy's name? Crazy something. He was a fan. Gosh, they just told me. He's got white hair. Somebody tweet us. He's crazy somebody. And he was the one who would start this Go Niners back and forth. So we're going to actually divide the boards and get both sides, east and west, to work, you know, the old school college, yeah. You know, back and forth. And we're going to do it with some pretty cool throwback flair and some really cool throwback logos and get people really amped. You know, just crowd participation. It's going to be an option now. It's going to be an option because everyone can see the boards. Al Madrigal, you know, comedian and huge friend of 49er Studios, he sat in section 62 of Candlestick right above the video board. Never saw the video board he didn't even know they had a video board.
Yeah.
But now we're going to have this monster. And it's really going to become not only a part of the show, but a part of the game and a part of the DNA.
And you've touched on some of these feature shows that you've been working on. And we've heard bits and pieces in different podcasts and even like the CanVR appearance you did this last year. You know, this last week we printed your article that you did for Sony in there.
That was fun.
Their magazine. And
I appreciate the self-promotion.
Yeah, no.
My wife said I looked handsome.
Yeah. No. So further down in the article, there's one line in there talking about the shows that you're working on.
Yeah. You know,
we can go at length about this, but the
brevity's the key.
No. I'm just saying that we don't want to give everything away right now. But you've come in here and given your vision for the stadium,
yep,
for the broadcast side of things, and now these fans are starting to get a little bit of a taste. They're hearing things about these shows that you're working on.
I'm going to break it right here on the podcast. I'm going to break it.
Put it out there.
You mind if I break it?
Go for it.
All right. So in about 1 month, we're going to put out a trailer that's going to knock people's socks off. It's going to knock their socks off. We've created two new shows this year. As I mentioned, we brought everything in-house. Stadium, the site, digital, social. Everything is done in-house, including now broadcast. We have two new shows we're doing. One is called 49er Way. And 49er Way will feature none other than Taylor Price and Scott Kegley, right? Kick butt Twitter segment that you've been doing. Niner Talk, it's amazing. It's been getting great numbers. And we feel that it's like, it's ready for you. You just went from like AAA to the big leagues. This is, you don't have to ride the bus anymore. That's right. So that show will be what we call a magazine style show. And everybody knows what that is. It's we're going to wire a player every week. We're going to talk to a coach or a player every week. We are going to have Taylor Price answer fan questions from all over the country. We are going to have Ted Robinson's going to be our host, complete stud. Basically, we're going behind the scenes. As a matter of fact, right now, as we speak, our crew, as you know, Taylor, they are with Anquan Boldin in Fort Lauderdale. Andrew Pentis and Will Blackwell out there crushing. We have been shooting all offseason to populate these featurettes that are going to go into the show. So anyways, this magazine-style show is sort of a catch-all show. That's one show. That's the weekly, amazing, behind-the-scenes, 49er Studios. That's the stuff that people are going to love. That's NFL Films. Then we're going to run the other side of the fence, and we're creating a documentary-style show, which has been tremendously received. It's going to air on NBC and Comcast in the Bay Area, and it's going to air on the World Wide Web, or as we like to refer to it, the Starks platform, the internets, right?
It's got to be good if it's on the internet.
It's got to be good. They don't put anything on the internet.
No.
That's a stolen joke from one of the shows, as a matter of fact. Yeah. But this show is basically it can air. It can air in January. It can air in June. It can air, you know, if we're making a Super Bowl run or if we've hit a bad stretch. Basically, the show is about the fans. It's not X's and O's, which gives it that evergreen feel. And it's a documentary on those who love the team, and it's called The Faithful. And I'll give you an idea of some of the things. We hung out with some of our good friends in the UK. We're doing a whole piece on fandom in the UK, and you're going to love it. You know, Brian Davis and his crew out there, they are featured in the show. There's a soldier who had an attack in Iraq and was really rattled and fought through it and spent, you know, months and months still in the battle zone, came back, gave his Purple Heart to Coach Harbaugh in, I guess, at the end of the 2012 season. I got to get my dates right. When we were not successful in the Super Bowl, he gave him his Purple Heart, and we have a reuniting of that. We're following around Bob Weir with the help of Taylor Price and his cronies. Bob Weir, legendary Grateful Dead member, massive pathological Niners fan. We're following around all these amazing stories from celebrities to super fans, people who haven't missed a game in 647 straight games, just amazing stories. And it's really going to be like our ESPN 30 for 30. It's going to be the stories you didn't know and you absolutely have to know. And I can promise you this. I promise you that if you aren't even a 49er fan, let's say your girlfriend or your husband or somebody's watching this with you, they will be a fan when they're done with this. And it's narrated, by none other than two-time Super Bowl champion Dwight Hicks, who has a voice like butter. Not since Teddy Pendergrass have people fallen in love with a voice like Dwight Hicks.
But hot butter on your breakfast toast.
Listen, it's unbelievable. And he is, you can catch Dwight in a little movie called The Rock. He's down in L.A. He's doing some cool things. But, he's baby Bubba.
There's a lot going on right now work and our studios and everything, and you can't let it go unforgotten. Eric Stark over here putting his pen to the ink, putting his name on the website, getting his byline out there. What do you think about Stark's article work this last month?
I didn't even know he could write.
Oh, he can do a lot of
Can he? Can he spell? Can you spell?
With the help of spell check, yeah. And Taylor Price's editing skills.
No, you know what? Here's the one cool thing that I think a lot of people don't know about what we do is everybody here sort of does everything. You know, Taylor writes. I've turned Taylor into a producer. We're working on some stuff for the Faithful together, doing research on some folks in New York, on Alcatraz, all kinds of cool things. But he also is on camera. But he's also, you know, our senior reporter, right? All these crazy things, pulling people out of their comfort zones. I mean, I as the executive producer for 49er Studios, you know, my job is to make sure this place runs. But nothing makes me happier than hat backwards, t-shirt on, shooting outside in the sun with the crew. And I love to cut, so I'm editing all the time. But I do so running, you know, run the gamut from all the things that you do. And I think that speaks to what Eric's doing. He does everything. You'll catch Eric in camp with a boom pole in his hand being our audio guy.
Yeah.
He's versatile.
He can do it all.
He's versatile.
And speaking of versatility, Michael Blevins.
Michael Blevins, he's on the mend. He's not 100%. He hasn't been activated for play. Michael Blevins had an emergency appendectomy, but what happens, they went in and they cut off his foot by accident. I don't know what happened, so we're trying to sew it back on.
Just so the fans know, Michael Blevins is the genius behind the Mic'd Up series, fan favorite, just so that you have a little context of who we're talking about here.
If you like the Mic'd Up segments, and if you don't, then you honestly shouldn't be listening to this podcast. If you like seeing Navarro Bowman mic'd up, Patrick Willis, Colin Kaepernick, then you might want to send another set of dark chocolates and or flowers to Mike Blevins and potentially like a ham hock or some sort of pork.
Cajun spice.
Yeah. Yeah. He's a big fan. Yeah, but I believe he's single. Are you single, Mike?
Yes.
Mike is single. And so what's your Twitter handle?
At Mike Blevins.
At Mike Blevins, ladies. You heard it here first. And any sort of Houston resume will help that. But if you like the mic'd up segments, there's another versatility. We've taken the camera off his shoulder because of the surgery, but what's he doing right now? He's cutting interstitials, which are when we score or when we do something huge, the boards will light up with touchdown or interception. He's creating interstitials for Levi's as we speak.
Always working ahead.
Always.
And Blevins, Friday night, Gold Rush final audition. He's the man behind the scenes making all that happen. So tune in on 49ers.com. We're gonna have the time.
Good one.
Social media in a couple days. Tonight, maybe tomorrow morning, Blevins is going to be there on hand to make sure the Gold Rush girls get crowned.
Charmed life. Yeah. Charmed life. Charmed.
He's bouncing back.
Listen, you know what? If I could come back as one person, no, it wouldn't be. It would be De Niro. But Blevins would be a close number two.
Not a bad choice. All right, so Rob, Eric, we've covered the whole spectrum of what's going on here at 49ers Studios. The preseason schedule is coming out. We have games to look forward to, storylines to look forward to, shows that we're working on, tryouts to film, all types of great things. And I'm looking up and I see Sports Center and we have the Masters going on. So I'm a golf guy. Rob, we've yet to go out and play, but I've heard that you are working at it.
I got a baseball swing that is going to knock your socks off.
So, you know, Tiger Woods is on the Masters this year, but I wanted to throw it out there and see what you guys think. And I'll take the lead here.
Please.
Phil Mickelson. I went to ASU. Sun Devil. I'm a Sun Devil Jerry, just like Rod Tidwell said and Jerry Maguire. I always enjoy watching Phil Mickelson throw up all over himself and blow it, or somehow do something crazy and win it. So I can't take another golfer but Phil Mickelson. But you look at Dustin Johnson, who's going out with Wayne Gretzky's daughter. That's a famous golfer.
She's ugly.
She's on the cover of a Golf Digest.
Gosh, she's ugly. Yeah.
You have Adam Scott, who won it last year. A great story for him, sort of going through the troubles of losing majors and then winning it last year. I know you're not a golf guy, Rob. You know, I think you're watching BJ Singh as your pick earlier, but tell me.
No, I actually have one that I think everybody will agree with me. It's got to be Happy Gilmore.
Oh, yeah.
He's got to be the guy. Because, first of all, he could drive at 500 yards.
Yeah.
His short game leaves a little bit to be desired, But if Apollo Creed can come back again and help him out, I think we're going to be okay. You know, what do you think, Eric? Who do you think?
Tiger Woods is still my pick.
But he's not in it. He just said that.
What are you laughing at, my friends? No, I'll go with Adam Scott for the second straight Masters.
Yeah, you know, I think he's surfing the web right now to find out why. Yeah.
He's utilizing the Google.
Sorry.
All right, fans, thanks for staying with us 30 minutes strong here on the podcast. We want to give a shout out to Scott Kegley. He's having a great time in Ireland.
But you got
to
do it. You got to do it with an Irish. He's having a great time.
Yay, he's having a great time.
This, you know, when I'm on the podcast, that you really needed content. So I appreciate you having me on. This is
same.
We're trying to expand, get Eric Stark's name out there. You know, he's writing some articles. He's dominating the website. We want to get his voice to be the masses.
Before we go, podcasts soon happening. Probably there'll be video podcasts from the radio studio in Palatial Taylor Price. Locale.
You guys can't get enough of me. I know
it's going to be awesome. It's going to be awesome. There.
And, looking forward to all this great stuff coming your way. Preseason schedule. Check it out on 49ers.com. Eric Stark, Robert Alberino.